This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023. JB and Billy have had a relaxing start to the day.
I like a sleep-in Sunday morning.
A lie-in Sunday, Jim.
Now it's time for reflection.
How do you self-assess? How do you reckon that went?
We can work on it.
Oh.
This is the best stuff from Triple M's Rush Hour this week.
It doesn't get any better.
No, Jim.
It's the Rush Hour Sunday session.
I feel good.
On Triple M.
Willis, this week we learned how much you spend on a dinner date, and frankly, you should be ashamed.
Jimmy boy, if I've learnt anything over the journey, it's not about the money you spend, it's about the time you spend.
Who'd you steal that off?
No one, Jimmy boy. I'm becoming one of the great philosophers. And I've got another one for you, Jimmy boy. You can't be late for work if you don't show up.
Oh, my God. We are off to a flyer. Speaking of money, today we're going to talk to you about the things you refuse to skimp on.
Plus, a couple of legends will join us this hour in Melbourne United's Chris Golding and St Kilda cult hero Stephen Baker.
Oh, and speaking of legends, our own Jason Dunstall, ooh, the Chief,
yes,
will be elevated to legend status in the Australian Football Hall of Fame, and so he should.
Yes.
We'll talk about that next.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Oh, Chief.
Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session will be back soon. And to get JB and Billy whenever you want, download the Listener app and add the show to your favourites.
I feel good!
Triple M.
The Chief.
The Chief. Humble
a legend.
Chief.
We don't like humble Chief.
No, we don't.
Because it doesn't sit comfortably with him to be humble.
Well, he's a Hall of Famer, now a legend.
Now a legend, yes, in the Hall of Fame, and there aren't many of them, and we were interested to hear what he said when he heard the news.
I guess I'd just say I'm a little overwhelmed at the moment. It's an incredible privilege. I feel very humbled, almost to the point of embarrassment, when you consider there's just a tick over 30 legends in the game. It's the highest honour you can imagine, so I feel incredibly grateful.
How significant a moment is this in your life, your football life?
Well, I'm not getting any younger, so I'm glad it happened and didn't have to happen posthumously. Okay? Look, I've been blessed to play for a great club at the right time and had a lot of success. Love being part of the AFL. It's basically given me a life that I never dreamt of. And to have this honour bestowed upon me is just top of the tree.
Yeah. Humble Chief.
A humble chief. And despite what he achieved on the ground, which was extraordinary, over 1,200 goals.
Yes.
The thing I'll most remember about the Chief.
What?
Was when he and Sam came together on the radio.
And after they played golf or something, and
whatever it was, the two of them, because equal intellects,
yes,
and equal disdain for pretty much everyone else.
Exactly.
And the two of them would go head to head, and Fat, you just sat back and enjoyed every second of it.
I used to drive home, I reckon, and you'd for an hour back to Geelong, and you'd listen to it. It was fantastic. I got this out of the Age today.
It's gone.
Queensland had played a match. This is how Chief first come down to play, train, actually, in Victoria.
Where was he from? Cooperoo.
Yeah. Queensland had just played a match in Tassie. One of Dunstall's teammates had been invited to train with Fitzroy on the way home and asked if he could bring
The Chief
along. Fitzroy reserves coach and former Carlton player Brian Walsh arrived at this conclusion. The skinny kid, he's okay, he can play, but the fat one's no good.
No good.
The skinny one was Scott McIver, and he could play. He played 200 games.
Like that,
the other bloke was Chief.
A legend.
Sent him home. 3 years later, Jim, that was in 1983. 3 years later in the 1986 grand final, he kicked six goals. Bruce Dool.
So I think he mentioned, if we got the grab there somewhere, that he wasn't the most aerobic animal as a kid.
What would be the advice you'd give to the younger Jason Dunstall when he first walked into the rooms at Glenbury?
Be a better athlete before you got here. Maybe work on your endurance a little bit.
So the age-old question, how do you think you would go into those games?
I wouldn't get through pre-season.
He was an explosive
Very quick. Off the mark. He kicked 100
beautiful
goals.
Hands.
Six times, Jim. 100 goals. And double figures 16 times.
Yeah, there you go.
16.
Including nearly breaking old Fred Fanning's record out at Waverley.
17 goals, 5 against Richmond that day. 17 goals, 5.
Kick 17.
22 touches.
Not bad. 17-5. And Fred's record was 18. You're right. So
that's about enough. Yeah. We can't keep going like this.
And funny man, when you get a few...
Hello, tool bags, how are we?
A few frothies into him, he's good fun.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, that's all right. They don't mind the minute in a sport.
Oh, my God.
Rap.
The M sport in a minute.
That's it.
Right now, we are joined by 200-game St Kilda star who will be running the tan this Sunday in support of mental health. It's Stevie Baker.
Our next guest played over 200 games for the Saints, and he might have played 300 if he wasn't getting suspended all the time.
I think, you know, the AFL sort of picked on me a bit, and I went to the tribunal 15 times and got 15 guilties.
He's a St Kilda cult hero and a man opposition players dreaded playing against. Please welcome Stephen Baker.
Eat that it in for your bakes.
15 guilties.
15.
Good little intro.
15 guilties.
Yeah, I remember Mike Sheehan on Open Mic said you were the only player to get 15 appearances and 15 guilties. So I left my mark on the game, but I think four of them are in one game with Stevie Johnson. So
oh, yes.
Four in one.
My man, picking on poor old Stephen.
I saw him on the weekend.
Yarrawonga, so
down in Myrtleford. And, I think we've agreed to have a whack on at some stage in the boxing ring.
What is that good?
So I just posted it yesterday on my Instagram. So
ring,
in the boxing ring, So, you know, amicable off the field. But, you know, once we're going to cross the...
You wouldn't be in the same weight division.
No. Steve-O's lost a bit.
No, he's looking all right. And he reckons he's got me with the long jab. So that could be interesting. But that's something for the future.
Three and zip they are. The Pigeons, Yarrawonga. They're going all right. What were you doing up there?
I was doing a talk. Sort of a mental health talk.
Yes.
For Myrtleford. Got invited up there and... spoke at their luncheon and...
Yeah. Talk about it. What is it called?
Build Grit. So I've been doing talks, travelling around. You know, had a bit of a tough time after losing Warnie.
Yes.
You would have been good mates.
Yeah.
And so I just speak about how I got through that, you know, battling a bit of depression and using sort of my grit strategies, which is gratitude, resilience, inspiration and teamwork that anyone can apply. So I sort of just talk about my dark times, how I got through them sort of sharing it with the clubs.
Good on you for doing that. That's fantastic, mate. Yeah. Do you get back to Colac much? You're a Colac boy, of course.
I do. I go back every couple of weeks to annoy Mum. Mum's on a property there. My brother's there with his fam and got all the South Colac boys. I did a talk back there a couple of weeks ago and that was great. So, love getting back to the old Colac.
Yeah, exactly.
My son was in the audience just recently, youngest.
Because
he went and spoke to the Halebury boys.
I did. Lloydy got me down there, and so it was great.
Well, and hopefully he was listening, because he needs a bit of the resilience lessons.
Maybe
I think
you
all
should,
kids do.
And you. You should go along and just have a listen. And listen, because you don't like to listen.
Why would I need resilience, Fat? I have shown resilience over the last 14 years.
Working with you. I can finish it.
No one has ever had more resilience. But he said it was great.
Yeah. Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, I've been talking at a few schools, and that's the message is effort beats talent. So I talk about, you know, growing up as a bit of a troublemaker and not very skillful kid and then making the AFL. So I've sort of got different talks for different... age groups.
203 games, by the way, and tough and hard. You knew you played on this bloke, and one of my good blokes, and we're talking good mate Stevie J. We're talking about him. Geez, you gave it to him one day, didn't you, poor old Stephen?
Well, I think it was a bit of both ways.
Yes.
I think we had a good battle in the 2009 grand final, and I think he held a grudge, and I wanted to get him again. And, the word got around in the media that we were going to whack on in the next game, and that's exactly what happened. We were at it before the siren, and I say that he broke his hand on my face. He reckons he did it in another way, but I reckon he broke it on my head because I got the footage.
But go back, because you saw him rubbing his hand.
Exactly,
because he had a sore hand. And so you just gave that a nice little whack a couple of times.
Yeah,
just
a couple of hundred times. That was But I got told the story that he knew his hand was gone, and he went up to the club doctor at three-quarter time. And I love that story. That's what made him my favourite player. And he said, "How many weeks have I got?" And the doctor said, "I'm going to miss four or five." And he just looked over at me and just said, "I'm going to get that little Baker." And he came out, and I was standing behind him, pulling his underarm hairs out and standing on his ankles. And then I just wasn't expecting it. The big back elbow bang. 8 stitches, my eye closed over for a whole week. And so he got me better. But I remember saying, "I'll look after you in the tribunal after the game." I said, "Don't worry, I'll look after you." And I got reported 4 times, 12 weeks, 9 with an early plea, and he gets 3 weeks. I was like, the tribunal did not like me at all. So,
What did you say you're pulling out his underarm hairs?
Yeah, it was
Who does that?
Well, I had a few moves which happened where I... there was one move I got hit on the back of the elbow one day, and it made my arm go dead. So I thought, oh, that's a good move. So I whacked him in the back of the elbow a couple hundred times, and then and I had my shoulder taped one day, and I accidentally pulled out some underarm hair, and I just went, holy shit, that hurts. And then, yeah, so every chance to get bottom of a pack or underarm, I'd rip out a bit of hair and just put them off their game a little bit.
Oh, I remember talking along similar lines to Alex Ashenko once, big, tough, bloody Russian ruckman. And he said one of his favourites was at a boundary throw-in. He used to get his thumb like that and go up into the armpit of the opposing ruckman and just push it up as hard as you could.
He said,
you wait till someone does that to you. He said, you can't operate. Your arm just goes all weird. I said, Russian, how'd you work that out? He said, just the tricks you pick up. Great to see you, Stevie. Thanks for
Legends, thanks for having me on, guys.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
There is no need for the bump. I'll quote him, Jim. Mm-hmm. From my perspective.
Oh, my goodness. We're talking about tough economic times, which they are.
Right.
So people are tightening the belt.
Interest rates.
Yeah, exactly.
Living, all of that. School fees.
All the bloody debt that we've inherited.
Yes.
So people are getting nailed everywhere with tax, etc. So these are tough economic times.
Yes.
But we're asking the question, what you refuse to skimp on.
Mm-hmm.
Even while you're trying to save money, what do you splash out for? And Rabs opened the batting Brucey Laird style because...
Rabs?
We always buy Lurpak, which is that Danish salted butter.
Yeah,
we have to buy it.
And it's about $5 and it's not that big a tub, but it is superb.
You get the bigger tub, it's about $12.
$12,
it's expensive, but it's worth it. We never skimp on it.
I'm with you. I've been a buyer of that for years. What about yourself, Fat?
Dunny paper. Got to have the good stuff.
Well, how do you know the good stuff? I'm a sorbent wipe man myself, peerless.
No, they're two or three ply.
You want a bit more than two, I reckon.
You would need more than two.
Three. I lose it. But,
at least for three ply.
Three ply. You got a dunny paper and, I tell you what else, a bed.
Yes, you can't skimp. But mind you, you can spend up to bloody 10 grand
I know.
A bed.
You don't have to spend that much, but you spend the third of your life in bed, so you got to be careful. Buy a nice mattress.
Frank Thring, he's carting around. Imagine how much toilet paper that works its way through. Justin's Cranbourne North. Hello, Just.
G'day, boys.
All right, what do you refuse to skimp on?
VB cans. Slab of them a week.
Slab every week?
Absolutely.
What, if you had to go somewhere else, where would you go?
Probably Carlton Draft. That's about it.
But that's about the same price anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, same family. But cans, not stubbies?
No, you got to have the cans, mate.
Righto. That's nice.
Just all right. Like that. Wombat.
Wombat in research. Hello, Wombat.
How are you, mate?
Well, should we ask him why?
We're gathering you weren't christened Wombat, so why are you called Wombat?
I've got a bit of a bill round, sort of build, you know?
Right, so you're round and...
A big bum.
Inside mid.
I like it. Now, what will you not skimp on?
Underwear.
What's your choice?
Step ones. You can't be going Rio or Alpha anymore. The chafe needs to be looked after, you know?
Chafe.
Bonds? You won't go to Bonds?
No, they've tried, but they can't keep up.
So you know? F, what are they called?
Step ones. F for the bigger boys, I think.
The bigger boys. Right, it's like a tight, a little
And what
short.
Are they costing you, Wombat?
Oh, they're not cheap. Sort of $25 a go.
$25 bucks a pair.
Just inside out and wearing for a couple of days.
Stay there, Wombat. Andrew Bayswater. Hello, Drewy.
G'day.
Drewy.
I can't live without high thread count sheets.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Bed linen.
Important.
I mean, seriously, you just can't.
European
beat it.
Cotton.
No, 250 thread count from Kmart. Crap.
I remember I did.
Just got to be good.
I went there first time, put on these sheets. They ripped in 2 days. Oh, yeah. You got to.
The Egyptian cotton.
Whatever it was.
Got to be 1,200 thread count or above.
Jeepers. Right. Stay there.
1,200 thread count.
Gazza in beverage. Hello, Gaz.
Hello, boys. How you going?
What aren't you skimping on?
It has to be cold meat from the deli, mate. It has to be the top shelf Virginia ham.
Yep.
All the good.
Good.
No, I'm with you. You can't buy the ones that you peel the packet back and it's real rubbery ham.
No, that's
gotta
okay.
You go to the deli and they slice it up for
I
you.
Have beautiful. The nice honey ones you peel them back and beautiful honey ham.
No, Gaz is saying no.
he's
saying he won't skimp on that.
He's wrong.
Jack in Wantown. Hello, Jack.
Jack.
JB Fat, how are we, boys?
Good, Jack. What do you got for us today?
I can't go cheap on coffee. If it's it's pod coffee or instant coffee, it can go in the bin. Yep. It has to be a proper barista-made coffee or else I'm having nothing to do with it.
No, that's
I think many Melburnians feel the same way.
Yes, mate.
And I even go further than that, Jack, because I'm a magnificent home barista.
Of course you are.
I've got my own machine and everything.
Yeah.
And I now go down into Sandy, where there's a couple of magnificent coffee places.
Beans?
And buy their beans.
Do you?
Cost you more, but the beans are magnificent.
How much would a coffee cost
to make?
Well,
no, coffee doesn't cost
more. No, to make.
I wouldn't have a clue. But the beans are about $45.
Because we're paying about $5, $5.50 for a coffee nowadays.
Yes.
So
no, I'm with Jack.
I'm with him.
You can't drink crap coffee.
Yes, exactly. That's
the end of my...
Nah, we've got one more. Rob from Mildura. Oh,
hello, Rob.
Rob.
Yeah, how's it going, boys? Just with the kids footy training.
All right.
Perfect.
What, now?
Yeah, they started up R4, and he runs through it up R5, and then I hang around for the snitty and the beers up at the clubhouse.
Now, what aren't you skimping on?
Well, my joint, there's four of us. My young bloke, he won't skip on the Nutella. Ooh, and I'm happy for that because he lets me have mine, which is mine's Cooper's Dry. You can go to one joint, it'll be 48, then the next joint, it'll be $65, and I don't care. I'm buying the car.
Cooper's Dry. So we got the Nutella, we got the Cooper's Dry. Yes. What else we got in the joint?
My daughter has got to have 4-ply poo tickets.
Yes, I'm with her.
Yep. And the missus is Vegemite.
Oh,
yes.
So Nutella,
ply poo tickets.
Poo tickets, Jim. The Nutella, the Vegemite, and the Cooper's Dry in Rob's household.
I like it, Rob.
Well done, Rob.
Very good.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm always in a hurry.
To do what?
To get wherever I've got to go.
Right now, we are joined by good friend of the show, star of Melbourne United and star of the Boomers. It's Chris Golding.
3 years ago, our next guest made history with the Aussie men's basketball team in Tokyo.
The Boomers have claimed the bronze medal.
And made Gazy shed a tear.
I am so grateful.
Now he's looking to be part of the Boomers Olympic squad in Paris. Please welcome Chris Golding.
Oh, here he is, the money man.
Here he
is. Big gold.
Boys, how are we going?
Where are we finding you, please?
Where are you?
I have just finished up at the physio in the weight room, always working. I'm on my way home to the family.
Oh, good. How are things at home with the family?
Yes, my wife is ready to give birth. She's 39 and a bit weeks, so we're on the clock.
Oh, Jimmy boy, remember those days?
I do.
I had the car ready, the hot water. I'd boil the jug and have a blanket ready. Don't know why.
Completely useless he was, Gold. He had no involvement at all. In fact, even at the beginning.
I did a little bit.
I don't doubt that.
Now, what's going on, please? The United boys just stumble right at the end.
Great final series. Let me tell you, can we say that off the top? Unbelievable final series.
Yeah, I think if I wasn't so heavily invested in one side of that playoffs and final series, I'd say it was amazing and a good spectacle of our game. And I reckon NBL HQ would be really happy. It really was a hard-fought and exciting final series. Unfortunately, though, it didn't go our way.
You've got to say well done to the Jack Jumpers, Jim. They've been knocking on the door.
I wouldn't be doing that with Gold as a guest. I don't. That's a conversation for another time.
I think Chris would even say that.
No, I don't think he wants to
say that. Do you want to say that, Chris?
You're just breaking up, Bill.
And so the team next year, we look forward to next year. I think you've signed an 8-year deal and you're about 42. So you've done well, Goldie. How did you sign that three-year deal, by the way?
I don't know, but I signed it quick.
What about Paris? Where are we at with that?
Yes.
Yeah, so some exciting news today. BA and the government announced that we're going to play a couple games on home soil again in Melbourne. Mm. We're going to play China at the start of July in some warm-up games, and then we're going to jet off to Abu Dhabi.
Ooh.
You know where that is, Bill?
Yabba dabba doo.
So we're going to jet off there to play USA and Serbia.
Oh, nice. Wow.
And tell us about what's this Ford Ball and 24 this July at John Cain Arena.
So all of our national teams, we're going to have our wheelchair basketball team.
Yes.
the Opals, our women's teams, the Boomers, and we're going to have two of our 3x3 teams, the men's and women's. We're all going to be competing against Japan and China at John Cain Arena in Melbourne. You've got the dates there, Bill. I expect to see you there courtside like we did with United.
23rd of April, the tickets go on sale, 10 a.m, tickettech.com.au. Goldie literally just finished saying that.
No, but he didn't say the Rollers and the Gliders were playing, and he didn't say the Opals, which is all part of the big picture.
I think he just included everyone in the...
That's exciting for the fans out there, Chris.
It is, mate. It's not often, you know, we were lucky leading into the World Cup that we got to see the Boomers play on home soil, but Boomers and Opals, the Wheelies, everyone at the same time, the same arena, and coming up against some good opposition as well. China in the women's game, I think they're top two in the world.
Gee.
In the men's, they're emerging, and, you know, we know there's a strong Chinese population in Victoria and all over Australia, so the crowds are going to be massive. They were last time we played them here as well.
Now, gold, bronze medal 4 years ago, an astounding performance made Gazy cry, as we heard in the intro.
Yeah.
How are we placed in a couple of months' time?
Well, the goal is simple. It's gold medal. We go there for one reason, the same as we did last time. We fell a little bit short, but... Sometimes falling short is magnificent in itself. I'm struggling with magnificent today.
Just magnificent, mate.
You know what it is? I've been watching a kids' show with my daughter, and there's a bloke called Magnifico, and I've been saying that all over town. But the goal's the same. We want to win a gold medal. We know teams are getting better. We're getting better. It's going to be an absolute showdown, and we can't wait to get over there.
Hey, thanks for your time, mate, and good luck. Good luck with the Ford Ball in 24 this July at John Cain Arena. Good luck with the Paris trip. That'd be nice.
Oh, yeah.
And just good luck with what you're doing with yourself.
Maybe the arrival of a beautiful little
bundle Billy.
Of joy.
Billy Golding. Little, I love it.
There you go. That's not a bad name.
That'd be magnificent.
Look forward to seeing you boys at the games.
Well done, mate.
Be
good
magnifico.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Not a particularly sophisticated show.
JB and Billy have had a relaxing start to the day.
I like a sleep-in Sunday morning.
A lie-in Sunday, Jim.
Now it's time for reflection.
How do you self-assess? How do you reckon that went?
We can work on it.
Oh.
This is the best stuff from Triple M's Rush Hour this week.
It doesn't get any better.
No, Jim.
It's the Rush Hour Sunday session.
I feel good.
On Triple M.
Jimmy boy, I promised this hour that we would speak to someone from the celebrity jungle, and very soon we will be joined by the great Peter Dacos.
Oh, Pele, what a superstar he was, and he lasted a lot longer than you. Plus, I see a jam-packed idiot song with a very fitting title. Also, Rosie Walton joins us to talk about weird obsessions.
Yes, she is. And also, Jimmy boy, I've got a very, very good joke. It'll be plastic, Ramsey. You better hit the right button.
And next, we speak to a great friend, a man we have hardly sighted for 10 years. Yes. I can't wait to see him, our footy show mate, Wayne Crawford.
Ow! Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session will be back soon. And to get JB and Billy whenever you want, download the Listener app and add the show to your favourites.
I feel good!
Right now, we're joined by one of your really, really, really good mates from the footy show days, Shane Crawford.
Our next guest spent 16 AFL seasons chasing the elusive dream, and in his final game, went out on top.
There it is! The Hawks are premiers for 2008!
And delivered a memorable premiership moment.
Number 9, Shane Crawford.
That's what I'm talking about!
Please welcome Shane Crawford.
He's so good a mate of ours that we never hear from him.
Never see him.
Ever see him or hear from him.
Well, you don't need to.
Wayne.
It's great to be here. It's great to see you.
Where have you been?
I live up the top of New South Wales now, so I sort of, there's sort of no real need to come and go from Melbourne as much. So, yeah.
You're a superstar here. You're 40. You did everything.
Well, do you know
what
happened?
And then the next day you just packed up and left.
Yeah, but that's what happens when you've got a family and they take off during COVID.
Right.
And, you know, you eventually got to follow them up at some stage. So
are you married yet?
No, not married yet.
Oh, Jim.
Fat, the amount of times, and you'd be the same, people ask you everywhere you go about the footy show and the footy show days and all the rest of it.
Oh, we were rocking. We had so much fun back in the day.
It was unbelievable. But everyone says, what about Croft? And I go, mate, never hear from him, never see him, wouldn't know where he is. Someone said he's bloody living in Nimbin. Smoking pot.
I haven't been to Nimbin since I've been up that way, but I do... I do want it down to Byron Bay, and you told me your daughter's down Lucy's there hanging out, I'll have a coffee with her next time I'm down that way. But no, just cruise around and float around. But can I tell you, back in the footy show days.
Yes. What was your favourite? Give us a
one of my all-time favourites, and whenever you get a moment, get onto YouTube. I remember the world record attempt with the cream pies, and then we started throwing them at you and Gary, and then you tried to straighten it up, and then you caught one in the face while you're trying to do something straight to the camera. That is just one of the greats, and we could never ever do that ever again because we destroyed the sets. It cost a lot of money, and it's just you can't make TV like that. And it was unbelievable, and we had so much fun.
What about the night when he came out in the Fremantle Dockers jumper and he stood in front of you on the panel? You pulled down
his
shorts.
He said we were tanking and we backed ourselves for a footy trip.
I think it was the first time they'd wear the new jumper with the anchor on it, and you pulled down his shorts, and he's sitting there in his jocks, and you're thinking, this idiot.
Wasn't jocks.
The shorts came down first. And then he just stood there.
In his jocks.
And I thought, normally back in the days, someone goes to pull your pants down. You're not allowed to do it these days. It's illegal. So I would have been locked up.
But, so, of course, what did you do?
So I thought, surely if I go for him, he'll reach for the front. But he had his hands up in the air. Yeah. I've gone for it. And by that time, there's about six cameras. They've all zoomed right in to get a bit of an outline.
Yeah.
And the pants come down. Obviously, Sam live on TV. Nude. There it is. And he was devastated because he said, look, it's been wrapped up in my undies for 10 hours. Of course, it doesn't want to look big and jump out.
If he knew that, he was going to give it a nice old point.
And then I looked at Eddie and he was rolling on the ground. And I thought, I'm captain of Hawthorne. I've just lost the captaincy. I've just lost my job at Channel 9. I thought, oh, my goodness, what have I done? I had all these little meetings after the show. I thought, this is a disaster. And then the next day I got a call from Channel 9 going, good work. Keep up the good work.
That's the highest rating show we've ever had.
Oh, the other one is The House of Bulger, which was your baby.
We love that. It was great to, like, the footy show at that time said, come up with ideas, throw anything forward. And I thought, right. So I love Days of Our Lives and, all of those shows. So I said, why don't we do it with footballers dressing badly, dressing up as women, which you're not allowed to do these days. Bill was my mother.
Mother married to Sam.
Yeah, that's right. And I can still remember you lying there dress, but you had sort of it pulled up a little bit. And then you had these corn chips and you were eating
off me guts.
Cream out of your belly. It's the most revolting thing I've ever seen. Yeah. But you were sitting there. But you know what? It was fantastic. And we actually had Dwayne Johnson on one of the first shows.
Did we?
We had The Rock and virtually set him alight. He's one of the highest paid movie stars in the world. But back then it was all a visual thing. Everything had to be a visual. That was always the idea. But it actually did quite well that they then brought in writers and they really stuffed it up. They tried to get us to act.
We thought we were Hollywood.
Well, you did. And you loved, I've never seen someone love dressing up as a woman more than you.
Actually, Jim used to dress up as
a
woman.
Jim
did
look good.
Morticia.
He didn't mind it back in the day, actually.
Morticia.
It was Morticia and Sam one day.
They did, Sam. Sam was walking behind me, didn't realise it was me. He wanted to have a piece.
It's great to see you. You're looking well.
The number that gets you to ring me hasn't changed in 24 years.
I actually don't have an iPhone, believe it or not.
What have you got?
So, Shane, there's nothing holding you up from ringing your old mate.
Yeah, and vice versa.
Oh.
There we go.
All right, Wayne, you're a superstar. Well done. Good to see you.
Good on you, Jim. Love you.
See you,
Love you, Bill. Love you, Bill.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You know how bad that was then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even like it.
Rose has joined us. Yeah. Welcome to you, Rosie Walton.
Rose.
He's finally fixed his eye.
Come good, Rose. You know what it's like when you work too hard, long hours?
It was a Monday.
Exactly. And you'd had the day before in the creamy.
And the day before that in the creamy.
Yeah, so you'd fronted up and not in a fit state to work.
No, I was.
No, you weren't.
We didn't work yesterday.
Yes, you're on air.
Oh, no, I wasn't.
Now, Rose.
Unlike you, playing 8-minute songs. heard one there before. What, you had to go out and get a coffee or something, did you?
Yeah.
Did you play Evie parts one, yeah, two,
I did
and three?
Actually. No, I played The Doors, Riders on the Storm.
But I've got you in to get you involved in this too, Hayes, because my much better half, Lisa, gets an enormous amount of mirth out of what I've become obsessed with.
Oh.
It's come out of nowhere and it's weird.
Okay.
Golf?
Nope.
That was already there when they met.
Everyday rewards.
What?
I beg your pardon?
I've downloaded the app.
No.
Hayes.
From Woolies?
Yep, there it is, Everyday Rewards.
And what do you do with it?
And so now I basically go everywhere I know, like from petrol stations to grog shops to Woolies.
Oh, you're one of those
people. To make
people.
Sure that I can get my app out, and then I get my card out. Yes! In under it goes, and they buzz my card.
And what
and
do
it
you
gives
get?
Me points.
Yeah, points.
Points.
Wow.
So BWS is slightly out of the way on my way home, but if I need a tipple, I go out of my way to go to a BWS so that I can go, and she just pisses herself laughing.
So you waste petrol that you can get points on.
That's it.
To get points on.
That's it.
Okay.
And what you do is if you get over, like, what have I got now? If you get over 2,000 points.
What do you get?
$10.
Off.
What, off?
That's not bad.
Your next purchase.
Yeah, not bad. Right. So, but it costs you $120 to get there.
Probably a lot to get there. So, but I'm now into it.
Okay.
So what I do is I flick on the app, and when you flick on it, it comes across as to how many points you got. Like it sort of moves across.
How many have you got?
Well, I've just got my 2,000, so I've gone back to zero. So at the moment I'm on 38. So I've got to reload again.
That's really.
And then I get to 20. But shut up, Rabbit.
No, it's lame.
It's not right.
So will you spend it at 10 or will you keep it accruing? Then you can make a bigger purchase.
Yeah, I know. Like quite often what they'll say to me is, you've got 10 available. Do you want to spend it?
Oh.
And then I've got a decision. Hey, well, Hose, what about you? Do you have a stupid thing?
Just on that, I've only just realised that when you go to the other supermarket, the red one, Coles, that on the receipt, you can get Liquorland discounts.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That is a real good hack.
Mm. Well, you know, our former producer, Jill Good, from many years ago, Jill, she used to take my receipts all the time.
Yeah. She used to bring the bottles back up to the office, all clinking around.
Hello.
She'd drink them.
Oh, Jilly. Love Jilly.
Yeah, she's very good. What about you?
I walk the dog every morning for about an hour.
Oh, it's a long time.
That's a good.
Well, he deserves it.
Yep.
Plus, I can listen to a podcast or the Marty Sheargold show, whatever I choose to listen to. And as soon as I get out of the house, I have to guess what the humidity is.
Oh.
I'm like, 7%.
And then you go to the app.
Humidity.
99%.
What, you don't guess how cold or hot it is? It's the humidity.
So, what app are you using to get humidity?
The BOM, the Bureau of Meteorology.
The BOM will give you humidity.
Oh. Yeah, it does.
It sort of over unders is what you're trying to do.
Yeah, yeah. So, you go, it's got the normal headlines, and then you got show more about today. This is showing apps on radio.
Yeah.
It's really good. then it gives you more details, including the humidity right now, 59%.
And would you have guessed 59?
I would have probably gone 50.
Yeah, right.
So weird.
What about you,
Whisperer?
Fat? What about you?
Now that I'm older, Jim, and more mature, perfection. That's what I'm obsessed with.
Well, you haven't got it.
And have never had it.
With our radio show.
Anything you're in I'm pursuit doing, of something you're never going to access.
Anything I'm doing now, perfection. No, coffee. I've got to have a coffee in the morning. A lot of people will be like that. Music.
That's not a weird obsession.
And music.
It's suddenly something.
Well,
that
I
you're
haven't got a weird one. I'm going to shit one like you collecting points or you guessing what bloody humidity
why
is.
Why did you speak then if you haven't got one?
Oh, well, I'm not getting involved.
It's great.
Shit topics.
Rabbits?
I got obsessed with the Masters. Honestly, I don't like golf that much, and I would wake up every morning and watch it. And Em rolled over in bed yesterday and goes, what is this shit you're watching? Since when have you been in, like watching golf? And I'm like, I like the Masters, though.
Speaking of apps, did you download the
I
Masters
did.
App?
It's,
then you can watch every shot played by every player.
I was
player.
Watching it on my KO and on the app. I was
what?
Obsessed with it.
You
I was
obsessed with it. Dual screens?
Yes.
Dual screen?
Yep.
He's fit. Look at him. He's cracked it.
He has.
He's like the sulky kid that can't
all
contribute.
Right, well, what's your favourite app, then?
Hub thing.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jimmy boy, I went to a bed with an Irish girl once.
You went to a bed?
No, I went to bed
right.
With an Irish girl once,
yes,
Jimmy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Triple M. Our next guest is one of the most beloved magpies ever.
Attempted the advantage of Dacos. Look at the gather. The right foot snap. This is a good kick.
And he begins.
became one of the most beloved people in the celebrity jungle as well.
I feel like I've known Peter for years.
People look at him as an AFL legend. I just think he's just a legend in general.
Peter is so caring. He's so warm.
Sorry, Nick and Josh. This Dacos is still number one. Please welcome the Macedonian Marvel, Peter Dacos.
Ah, the superstar is Peter Dacos and spent 25 days in the jungle and left last night, and we got him now. Hey, Dakes, well done. And you come across as the caring father, the caring dad to all the others in the jungle, mate.
Oh, Billy, thank you, JB. Thanks for having me on. No, look, what an experience. And, Billy, you know firsthand. I mean, you know, you can talk isolation, you can talk boredom. I mean, finding words to describe the experience is hard. I mean, we use that term unique, but I just want to know, I mean, I lost 10 kilos. How the hell did you put weight on, Billy? Yeah. You must have eaten someone.
Well, I lost 14, but by the time I got on the plane and ate whatever I could and then dropped off in Perth for a night and got on the frothies and got back to Melbourne, I actually was plus 2, Dakes. Hey, I want to know, Dakes, a couple of things.
Yeah.
Honestly, did you? How many of the other celebrities did you know in the jungle?
Nil. I actually walked in. I was hoping and praying. There was only one person from Melbourne, Khan, and he still didn't know who I was. So but that was okay. I mean, look, we started with a clean sheet, and I'll be honest, I knew of Michelle Bridges, but the rest of the crew, I had seen Candace around on Fox. Yep. You know, just sparingly, but and as Dave Warner's better half, as they say. Yep. She's magic. But having said that, no idea with anyone else. So it was a clean slate, and the job really at hand was to get to know each other, which over the 25 days I was there, you know, and all we've got is each other to work off. We went to work, and it was fantastic. Yeah. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it for what it was.
Worst challenge, Dakes?
Oh, my worst nightmare. Yeah, look, it was. I knew it was always going to be hard, but you know, reality hit about 3 days in. I kept saying, "You clown, what have you put yourself in for here?" Because I kept looking at the logs, Billy. There's the log you sit on, and everyone scratches in how many days they've been there. It's like you're in solitary. I mean, it's, you know, and there was, after 3 days, I looked at the parts of the log, and there was one, I'm not sure if it was when you were on, it may have been a little bit after, but, you know, 31 days, I'm thinking, ooh, I'm day three.
Yeah.
I was thinking, these guys were geniuses, how they got through, but look, you muster something, you find where you're at, and you structure your day in some sort of type of style, and yeah, it's the people that get you through, and that's, we had a good crew in the end, and you know, we had a good time of it, so that made it just go a little bit quicker.
You got to last 14 days to get paid, Dake, so that's why you get through the first 2 weeks. but you do, you bond with people, you really.
I had a standard contract. I could have left after 2, Billy, so I don't know who your manager is, so you bug it up there. Who did I bond with? Some better than others. I mean, I was friends with everyone, but you do gravitate. I mean, when I first walked in, I mean, you asked me about, I knew no one, but the other thing that was clearly obvious, I mean, I felt like their father. I mean, they were all kids running around. I thought they had to change nappies at one time. I mean, you know, they were younger than my own kids. So, but I probably gravitated more to a few of the oldies, like Steve Amos, the comedian, who's in his 50s. Yeah, funny man. And but having said that, you know, the level of maturity of the younger crew as well was fantastic. They were really keen to chat and, you know, drill me about my life and took a real interest. Yeah. So there was a great level of maturity. And, it was, I was petrified at, you know, getting through this and how I would be perceived. But, you know, at the moment, my family's still talking to me, and so I didn't say anything I shouldn't have. So I can't wait to get back, Billy, and have a beer and just get back to normal life. Ah, boy.
And know what time it is. That's the worst thing. You don't know what time it is over there. We're going to have to let you go because I know you've probably got 50 interviews to do.
Good on you, Dakes.
We appreciate your time, buddy, and well done. You are much loved in the jungle.
Champions. Thanks, guys.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I can't believe that. That's poor radio.
No, very poor.
Poor radio. Triple M.
Now, miracle today.
What?
I left on time.
Yes.
And arrived on time.
Airlines, you're talking.
Into Adelaide, yes.
Wow.
And as I'm walking off the plane, I'm waiting for Luke Hodge and Abby Holmes,
mm-hmm.
who... just a bit further back in the place. Anyway,
oh,
waiting
the front,
them
yes.
as we're getting on the car and going to the hotel, and this bloke walks past me, Fat.
Yeah.
Says, I haven't heard an idiot song for a while.
Oh.
I really like them. I said, stand by.
Stand by.
Because I've got a good feeling that's what we're going to be hearing tonight.
Mm.
And Matty Haywood, the genius in the booth, has been hard at work. He's put a song together, Radzi. I'm a long way away, but it's my understanding... we're going to hear from the Loaf.
Mm-hmm.
The Loaf.
Is that true? It is true.
Ooh.
Two out of three ain't bad.
No. I like this already. Hit it, please.
Are you going tonight?
Mate, it's not tonight. No, I'm not going to the game tonight. I've got to work.
Well,
the catering. That's what I'm in here to plug, Bill.
Oh, we got to plug your show.
The Melbourne International Comedy Festival was literally in the introduction they played 30 seconds ago, mate.
Will legitimate. Whatever it is. Get an easy name, Will. Get back to real friendships, Ginny. Get back to real.
Do you call me Ginny? Can you please make sure?
Come on, we're going to do this.
Oh, my God.
Charlie. Engineered Ranger is renowned for its blend of capability, performance, and technology, Jim. I just can't seem to make any sound. Yeah. And then you took the words right out of my mouth. And let me tell you, today I will go 4 from 4, and 4 out of 4 ain't bad. Is that what he's saying, the big fella?
No, not what he said, no.
Imagine.
2 out of 3 ain't bad. Yes.
Well, this is 4 out of 4 ain't bad. Which Sandsville club is reportedly... I love you. Jim, I'm going to say, you know my maiden's mother name. Have I said this
maiden's
one?
Mother name.
Mother's maiden name was Irish.
Oh, you're right.
Yes, I'm right. Get on. How do you spell your premier's name, Peter Malamanakis? Because you got 7-month-year-old twins.
Yeah, yep, 7.5-month-year-old twins,
seven
and yeah, just
month-year-old.
That's just, how you say it.
Yeah, that's how you say it.
He's a teacher,
7
and he's got month-year-old seven twins.
Oh.
You went up north,
yeah, Tundala or something. Well, I'm too scared to say it. We're up in the Barossa. I went out there too. That's nice.
That's not bad.
Tundala.
I reckon they've got
another go at that.
Tundala. They got a game out there next
Tundunda.
Year. Hey, it was. That's it.
Tundala, he's called.
Which player won the 2024 Masters?
Scotty Scheffler.
Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah. Boom, baby.
Boom, baby.
Scotty Scheffler.
I've said it before, Jim, and I'll say it again. Bull-ing. You took the words right
out of my mouth. What is that?
I tell you what.
That was a masterpiece.
It's a great song.
Poor Menaskis.
Yes.
He's called him?
That's him.
Malamanaskis.
He knows who he is. A great song, poor content. Not a lot there. So that tells me I've been good.
A lot there. And I especially love the little breaking words.
I'm going to, after this show, I'm going to grab Maddie and we're going to HR, Jim.
Oh, my God.
Yes. PR or HR? I'm not sure.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Dilza's down in Geelong. Hello, Dilza.
How you going, boys?
What are you going on?
Nah, not much.
What are you going on?
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop. That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. Of all the jokes Billy Brownless told this week,
this better be good.
This was certainly one of them.
All right, have you got something funny?
On Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session, this is Billy's joke.
Tim, I've been trying to break up with a optician.
Right.
Bloody hard. Every time I tell her I can't see her anymore, she moves an inch closer and says, "How about now? How about now? What about now?"
You're laughing at him.
I am.
Oh, that's what you're doing.
That's
you're
not
like, I can't look at you because you just look like an idiot.
Go, Bunnings.
I can't do this anymore.
How about
I'm
now?
I'm going to see our boss. And I can't do this job. No. There's something wrong with you.
Okay, buddy. There's so much wrong with him. How about
that's
now?
That's so funny.
Jim, how about now?
That's
optician,
it's
Jim.
It's a bit of Ballyang Century.
That would have been cold. That would have been cold.
Oh, no.
I can't do this anymore.
This has been Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session. The best of JB and Billy.
You must produce better radio.
And even though they're going, you can still take them with you wherever you go. Download the Listener app and add JB and Billy to your favourites. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.